Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast, where we are discussing all things bold and beautiful. I'm your host, Amanda, and I've decided to name this week's episode Unexpected Invitation. I am a little distracted this week because my dad is having surgery Monday, and I lost my mom unexpectedly 3 years ago, so now I'm really overprotective of my dad. So please send all your good vibes my way Monday, because I'm sure I'll be a nervous wreck. Before we get started, I want to discuss some B&B news. Donna Logan, will be returning for Hope's wedding, which is played by the beautiful Jennifer Guerreras. I'm not sure how you say it. Also, Bridget, who is played by the lovely Ashley Jones, will be visiting for Hope's wedding. Also, Steffi's mom, Taylor Hayes, who is played by the iconic Hunter Tylo, will be around for a few days also. My favorite, Lawrence St. Victor, will also be making an appearance. I assume he's going to be the one marrying Hope and Liam. And I'm not going to go on another tangent, but why does he not have a storyline? Maybe he could hook up with Steffi at the wedding. That would be cool. Also, we have a new Will Spencer. Will was being played by Heather Tom's son, Zane Acker, but the show has decided to age progress Will, so he is now being played by Finnegan George, and he is adorable. Another thing that I wanted to say is that Annika Noel is doing such a phenomenal job in the role of Hope. Whether you like Hope or you don't, Annika is doing an awesome job with the role. She fits in so well, and she's so much like the character Hope. You could say whatever you want, because I know there's a lot of people who don't like Hope, but you have to admit that Annika is doing phenomenal in the role. I almost forgot she wasn't the original, and that's saying a lot because I'm a big Kim Matula fan. So bravo, Annika. Good job. Okay, that is all the news that I have for this week. I really want to hear from you guys. Please get in touch with me at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I would really appreciate if you told your friends or whoever watches The Bold and the Beautiful about the podcast. The first person who contacts me, I have a special gift to send them. So, I can't wait to hear from you guys. That's enough of the chit chat. Let's get to the recap. Monday, August 13th. The show opens at Forrester Creations in the executive office, and we are picking up right where we left off Friday. Hope with Hope and Liam. And Liam has just proposed. Steffi is still watching from the door, and poor Steffi is crying, but she can't look away either. Hope tells Liam that she will never take her ring off ever again, and that she hopes that he understands that she just can't wear Steffi's ring. And Liam assures her he understands. They're both so happy, and they both seem really excited. And Liam says, "You, me, and baby makes three." And Steffi is really taking this hard. So Hope tells Liam she's going home to tell her mom the good news, and that he's welcome to go with her. Weirdly, he says that he needs to stay and finish some work on the website. I thought he was done with the website. I guess not. But they agree to have dinner together later. They kiss, and then Liam walks her out. And Steffi waits for them to leave, and then she comes out from around the corner where she was hiding. She goes into the office, and she's very upset. She's in tears. She notices that Liam forgot his phone. And right when she picks it up, Liam comes back into the office and says, "Yep, I forgot my phone." Then he notices how upset that she is. And he asked her if she's okay. And she answers, I saw you propose to Hope. I don't blame her for not wanting to wear my ring. It wasn't my place. I get it. It's not going to be easy accepting your future with Hope and your baby. It will be the hardest thing I'll ever do. But I made my choice and I'm not looking back. Too much has happened. And I'm glad you gave me the ring back so I could put it up for Kelly. Then Liam says, Kelly is so lucky to have you as a mom. And even though you don't need a man, you have one. I'm only a phone call away. We are family no matter what, and I will always love and respect you. And I will always be grateful you're the mother of my daughter. And Steffi is in tears. Now we head to Brooke's house, and we're upstairs in the bedroom. And Brooke and Ridge are having an afternoon delight, if you know what I mean. And Ridge says, hey, this is funny. I was wearing Brooke's bedroom line in Brooke's bedroom. They both laugh, and Brooke says, you know it's not called that anymore. But Brooke's bedroom has always been our haven. And Ridge agrees, always. Then Brooke asks, even if Hope and Liam started life together? And Ridge actually says, I wish for that. I really do. Excuse me? What? I'm confused. Since when? And I'm like, whoa, Ridge really surprised me. I was like, what happened to Ridge? Who is this imposter? Now we head to the bikini bar. Thorne and Katie have left work early, and they decided to go hang out at bikini bar. And they walk in, and across the bar, Wyatt and Sally are there. And Wyatt and Sally notice them and start waving them over. And Thorne asks, Katie, is it too late to just turn around and leave? Katie laughs and says, yes, it is. Double date, here we come. Thorne says hello to Danny, the super hot bartender slash model. Y'all remember him. And they join Wyatt and Sally. And talk about awkward. Very awkward. Wyatt asks, so, Thorne, did you get my dad's blessing yet? And it's pretty funny because poor Katie almost chokes to death on her wine. Thorne laughs and says, sure, that's the first thing I did. And Katie says, it's a good thing none of us need his approval, right? Besides, look at you, Wyatt, dating women to purposely make Bill mad, set his hair on fire, first his ex-wife, and now the woman he liked so much he blew up a building on top of. I mean, really, where do you go from here? And then Sally speaks up. And she says, maybe there is nowhere else to go after this, because maybe this is it. And Wyatt looks at her, and he smiles, and he says, yeah, maybe this is it for all of us. And Thorne says, that would be nice. Then Wyatt and Sally pay their tab, and they say their goodbyes, and they take off. Of course, now, Thorne questions Katie. He wants to know if seeing Wyatt moving on bothers her. I like Katie's answer. She says, that would make me a hypocrite. Because I have moved on too. I mean, how can I think about Wyatt when you're standing right in front of me? I thought that was really sweet. Thorne smiles and he likes this answer. And then the bartender Danny comes over and he asks if the two that just left are bothering them. Were bothering them. Because sometimes people get a little rowdy in here. I think he was probably talking about Sally. So Thorne says, no, they weren't bothering us, but don't we all get rowdy? And then Katie turns and she looks at Thorne and she says, how rowdy do you want to get tonight? And Thorne's like, whoa, check please. So apparently Katie is ready to move their relationship to the next level. And just as they're about to leave, Katie gets a text from the babysitter. Oh no, the babysitter is sick. So Katie and Thorne agree to postpone their date until tomorrow night. Back at Brooke's house, Hope has arrived home, and she finds Brooke and Ridge up in the bedroom. But they are now fully dressed, and Hope shows them her ring. And Brooke is super excited. Ridge doesn't say anything. He just stays quiet. And then Hope tells Ridge that she's really, really respects Steffi, and that Steffi is supporting her relationship with Liam. Then, surprisingly, Ridge says, well, as long as everyone is happy, that's all I want. Wow. Then Brooke says, well, thanks to Steffi, they will be. And then Ridge leaves them alone to talk. I have to stop here. Okay. Brooke needs to give it up to Ridge more. Because he is actually being nice. It's freaking me out a little. So Brooke tells Hope that she could tell that what Hope said about Steffi meant a lot to Ridge. And, of course, Hope says, good, because I meant it. I really think that Steffi and I will find peace. We will get there one day. Now we head over to Wyatt's beach house. And just like Thorne, Sally is now questioning Wyatt. She wants to know if seeing Katie and Thorne together bothered him. And Wyatt tells her, no, it doesn't, because that was BS. before Sally, and he doesn't want to talk about Katie anymore. And Sally says he is adorable, and they start making out. A little while later, of course, they were intimate, and that's obvious. And they're lounging on the couch together, and Sally thanks Wyatt for taking her in that night that she came back to town. And Wyatt tells her that she's welcome for that night and for all the nights to come. And that is how Monday ends. So that brings us into Tuesday, August the 14th. The show opens at Katie's house, and she's on the phone with Thorne, making sure they're still on for their date tonight. She tells him not to worry about Will, that Bill is going to keep him overnight, and that it's about time that he stepped up as a father again. And then there's a knock at the door, and Katie hangs up with Thorne, and it is Bill. And Bill says, okay, what's so important? And Katie says, look, I have a date tonight, and you're going to take Will overnight, because you were supposed to have him the past 3 days, and he misses you. Bill, I just don't understand how such a powerful man can be held hostage by his own obsession. I mean, really, Bill? Your relationship with Liam will never be the same. Are you done hurting your family? Because you need to stop focusing on Steffi and start focusing on your son, because he needs you. And then Bill says, you never let me get away with anything, do you? And Katie laughs and says, nope, never have and never will. Especially when it comes to your son. You've been MIA lately. Can't you see this whole Steffi thing has cost you so much? Wyatt and Liam? Don't let it cost you, Will, too. I get you don't like listening to anyone, but if I was still your wife. And then Bill looks at her and smirks. Oh, yeah? If you were still my wife. And then Katie says, oh, no. Don't even go there, because that is never happening again. Then Bill just smiles at her, a mischievous smile. Uh-oh. Katie better watch out. He'll be after her again. Now we head to Forrester Creations in the executive office. Steffi has called a meeting for all the powerful women who work there. Quinn, Maya, Brooke, Hope, and Katie. And Thorne comes in the office to let Steffi know that Katie can't make it because she is at home with Will. And Steffi tells Thorne that he needs to stay and take Katie's place. Plus, it would be good to have a male perspective. So the meeting starts. And Steffi explains that she wants to start a new initiative at Forrester Creations to empower women. I want Forrester Creations to set a precedent. Hope for the Future was a great start, but we can do much more. And then Brooke says, Steffi, we are so grateful that we have Forrester Creations back in the family, and we are finally free of Bill. Then Steffi smiles at Brooke and continues, we are all powerful women in our own right. Maya, you have inspired women to be their authentic selves, and you've been through a lot. Quinn, you founded and ran a successful jewelry company. I'm sorry, I can't seem to talk today. A jewelry company while being a single mom. Katie has been the CEO of Spencer Publications, and she has done a great job here as head of PR. Hope, you have inspired so many women with Hope for the Future. And last but not least, Brooke. Between the belief formula, the men's line, and your modeling success, you have been very successful here, to say the least. Now, what I would like to do first is expand the daycare and make it state of the art. And I would like to offer early education program. And Maya says, well, you definitely have my support. And Thorne says, me too, go for it. Just don't forget about the men who work. And Quinn says, you have my support too. And then Brooke smiles and says, Stephanie was a pioneer in her own right when she started this company. And you, her namesake, are following in her footsteps. And I know she would be so, so proud of you. So the meeting's over and everyone leaves the office except for Hope and Steffi. And Hope tells Steffi she really respects what she's doing with this initiative. And, of course, Steffi says she totally appreciates Hope saying that. And it's a little awkward between these two. I mean, I think it'll be awkward between these two for a while. So, Steffi says, I know this is hard, but I'm really trying, Hope. And Hope says, I know. I am, too. especially for the little one. I don't know if this piece will last, but it would be nice if it did, at least for a little while. Back at Katie's house, Bill is questioning Katie. He wants to know who she's dating. Who is this guy? And before Katie can answer, someone knocks on the door and it's Thorn. And when Bill sees who it is that she's dating, he is so rude and he says, "You must be kidding me. That is what you're dating? Rude." Katie gives him a look and she says, "Yes, this is what I'm dating. Now you two play nice. I have to go get Will ready." And then as soon as she's up the stairs, Thorn starts this whole conversation on a bad note. He says, "Oh, Bill, thank you for giving Steffi the shares," which totally makes Bill's blood boil. And he says, "Katie is the mother of my son. You know that, right?" And then Thorn answers, "Yes, I'm aware. And you're divorced, so you have no say-so in her life." Uh-oh. I think Thorn is making an enemy. And Bill is not someone that you want to make an enemy. So Bill says, "Well, I tend to stretch the say-so boundaries, and I will always look out for both of them, married or not. We're a family." Now, Thorn is on a roll today, and he tells Bill, "Katie and I have been dating for a while now, and I know you haven't been a good father to Will or to your older son. You've been MIA. Now Bill is seething. He's so mad. "My family is none of your business, and you better not try to fill Katie or Will's head with that BS. And Thorn looks at him and says, "I would never say anything negative about you to Will. He is just a kid. But I will always tell Katie the truth. But I do know one thing. You're not a good example of a father." Whoa, whoa. Thorn is not holding any punches back, is he? Bill is literally so mad, it looks like his head is going to pop off. And he says, "Let me tell you one thing. We come from different worlds. You were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't want to fly in my airspace." What Thorn says next shocked me. I was so surprised that he went there. He says, "I live my life with morals, like Liam. I think Liam turned out so good because you were MIA from his life growing up. Most of the time, a son needs his father. But in your case, maybe Will would be better off without you around. Maybe you can spare Will the curse of being a Spencer. And possibly ending up like you." And that's how Tuesday ends. Whoa. I can't believe that Thorn went there. And he has officially made an enemy with Bill Spencer. And I can tell you, I would not want Bill Spencer as an enemy. And I have this feeling that Bill is jealous. And he's going to want Katie back. Poor Katie. Okay, so that brings us into Wednesday, August the 15th. The show opens at Katie's house, and Thorn is there, and they have just finished their dinner, and they're cuddling in front of the window, just enjoying the view. Thorn admits to Katie that he told Bill he was disappointed in his parenting skills lately, and that Will needs him. Katie laughs, and she says, "Oh, I bet that went over good. But you're not wrong. Bill needs to step up as a father. And to be honest, I'm a little concerned because they haven't spent any alone time together lately." Then Thorn assures her that they will be fine. Bill is a resourceful guy. Meanwhile, at Bill's house, he is desperately trying to bond with Will again. And Will is not having it. Bill tries to relate to him, but Will is just not into the things that they used to do together. He is into video games now and different things. And he gets mad when Bill messes up his game. And he throws his tablet on the couch. So Bill is at a loss. He doesn't know what to do. And Will tells him that he wants to go home. And he wants his mom. And Bill assures him that this is his home. And he has a bedroom and toys and everything upstairs. So Bill is now paying the price for being MIA with Will. Now we head to Brooke's house out in the back at the cabin. And Liam has moved out of Steffi's house and is staying in the cabin again. Hope and Liam are kissing. And Liam asks, "Are you sure this is okay? You know, me staying here with Ridge right there in the house?" And Hope laughs and says, "Well, don't expect a welcome home party." But he talked to Steffi and he respects her decision. Liam says, "Dads just want their kids to be happy. I'm sure I'll be the same way." Then Liam says, It feels different for us this time. Like the beginning of a new era. And Hope totally agrees. And then Liam continues. I was thinking about our future. When you think about our future, what do you see? And Hope answers him, sweetly. It's more of what I feel. A sense of peace for our little family. I know that might not sound exciting, but it's all I have ever wanted. A life with the man I love and our child. I know you will always be there for me. Then Liam stands up and he pulls her close to him. And he says, we will be there for each other. And then he passionately kisses her and they start really making out. Meanwhile, back at Katie's house, Katie and Thorne are making out on the couch. And Katie grabs Thorne's hand and she leads him towards the bedroom. And then her phone rings. They are both annoyed. And guess who it is? Bill. Bill tells her that it's too soon and that Will wants to come home. He doesn't like to do any of the things we used to do. He wants his mommy. Now Katie is really getting aggravated and she says, Bill, tell Will I will come pick him up first thing in the morning. Jeez, I asked you for one night. Just one. It's almost bedtime. Read him a story. I'll text you in the morning. Goodbye, Bill. And she hangs up. So then Katie turns to Thorne and says, you know what? I'm really sorry because I wanted this night to be our night. To just focus on us. Then Thorne smiles and says, well, the night is not over yet. Let's not let one phone call ruin our night. I admire you because you're such a good mother. Of course you're focused on Will. That's how it should be. There is something that I want to tell you. I am in love with you. Katie is shocked. What? And then Thorne says, you seem surprised. And Katie starts crying. She gets choked up. And she says, I just wasn't expecting you to say that. And then Thorne grabs her hands and says, life is just too short. So instead of just saying how I feel, I'm going to show you. And he leads her towards the bedroom. And they're almost up the stairs. Before they get all the way up the stairs, someone knocks on the door. Now Katie is mad, frustrated, and aggravated. All in one. Then another knock. And you hear Bill's voice. Open up, Katie. Katie walks over and she flings the door open. And Bill has a smirk on his face. And that makes her even madder. And he says, Will insisted on coming home. And Katie just looks at him. And she says, okay, let's go get ready for bed. I'll be right back. Katie and Will head upstairs, leaving these two alone again. Thorne walks over to Bill to let him have it. Katie asked you for one night and you can't even do that for her. And then Bill says, what's more important, Will's best interest? Will's best interest or your so-called date? Now this makes Thorne really angry and he says, when have you ever put anyone's feelings above your own? Katie doesn't ask much and she can't even depend on you for one single thing. She deserves way better. And then Bill looks at him and if looks could kill, Thorne would be 6 feet under right now. And he says, and who is that? You? And he starts laughing. Look, Slick, the party's over. And Thorne says, really? Because I was invited here and you weren't. And it's really obvious that you don't want to spend time with your kid. You're so lucky and you don't even realize it. I wish I could spend time with my daughter. Okay, in case if you're new to the show, Thorne's daughter, she was, I guess, a little bit younger than Hope, but she around their age. A little bit younger, around, I don't know the exact age, but around Steffi and Hope's age. And she died. So that is what he is talking about. And that was his only child. So he says, I wish I could spend time with my daughter. It shouldn't matter that it was awkward. Kids don't push you away to get rid of you. They push you away to see if you'll stay. And you let Will down tonight. Bill does not like hearing this from Thorne at all. If I wanted advice about dresses, I would ask you. But I don't. So I won't. Thorne just shakes his head and says, I don't really respect you as a person or as a father, but you have a great kid who loves you and he needs you. And then Katie is coming down the stairs and she agrees with Thorne. He's right. And you know what? He is right. So Katie apologizes to Thorne for their date being ruined and they kiss goodbye and he takes off. So Katie turns around to look at Bill and she crosses her arms and she says, okay, explain what happened. He wanted his mommy. And Katie just rolls her eyes. I told you what to do. Did you even try? Now Bill gets defensive. Of course I tried. I tried everything to make him happy. It's like he is a completely different kid. And Katie just lets out this long sigh. And she's just over it, I think. And she says, of course he is a different kid. He is growing and changing. When are you going to realize that you are neglecting him? Don't become your father. And now Katie starts crying. Bill is also tearing up. And he says, I work hard every day so he can have everything. And he can have an inheritance. And Katie literally looks so frustrated, like she's talking to a wall. And she says, oh my God, Bill. He doesn't care about money. And then she puts both of her hands on each side of his face. And she says, listen to me. It's not too late. Will only cares about your love and attention. Don't you understand the most valuable thing you can give our son is you? And now they're both crying at this point. Now we head back over to the cabin at Brooke's house. And Hope and Liam have obviously made love or been intimate or however you prefer to say it. They are cuddling on the floor in front of the fireplace. And they are both really happy. And Liam asks Hope, does this feel like deja vu? Here we are in the cabin, engaged again. And then Hope just lays it out and says exactly how she feels. Not really, because before you proposed, it was to right a wrong in the past. But this time, it's because we want to have a future together with our child. And then Liam, he's being super goofy and super sweet, and he puts his head down on Hope's stomach, and he starts talking to the baby. And he says, we can't wait to meet you. And they're laughing and giggling. And you know what? Side note, I hope it's a boy. So they both start laughing and Liam kisses Hope. And that's how Wednesday ends, with a sweet little scene. So Katie better watch out, because Bill was obviously jealous. And he very much looked happy that he ruined their date. So a part of me would not be mad if Katie and Bill got back together. But the other part of me feels like after what he did to her with Brooke, her own sister, I almost want to say, run, girl, run. So that brings us into Thursday, August the 16th. The show opens at Steffi's house, and Hope has stopped by with a gift for Kelly. And a wedding invitation for Steffi. I want it to be noted that I think it's too soon and a horrible idea. Not to mention Steffi's track record of totally destroying Hope and Liam's weddings in the past. There's no way I would let her anywhere near my wedding. So Hope tells Steffi that her and Liam would be honored if she came to their wedding. And Steffi is totally taken aback. She did not expect that. And she says, I didn't know you set a date already, and I want to work on our relationship too, but it's too soon for me. And Hope says, well, to be honest, you have a lot to do with us getting married, and I want everyone to see that we are a united front. So Steffi thinks for a minute, and she says, well, I guess I did help in the situation of you and Liam getting married, but it wasn't intentional. And Hope continues to try to convince Steffi to come to the wedding. And I don't think that she's doing it out of meanness or anything like that. I think she wants to move on and show everyone that Steffi is behind them. So Hope says, don't take this the wrong way, but in my mind, if there's anyone at the wedding thinking that I won and you lost, that's unacceptable. Then Steffi looks seriously at Hope and says, well, you did, and you know why I had to make the choice. And Hope tells Steffi, this is not about winning or losing. It's about bringing our family together, and that's what I want everyone to see, that we made the best choice for ourselves. So Steffi thinks about it for a few seconds, and then she agrees to attend the wedding. But she does ask if she can bring her mother with her. Now Hope is happy and she tells Steffi, no problem. Thank you for accepting the invitation. I know it won't be easy, but we'll get through it together. And Steffi's facial expression says that she is not so sure about this. Now we head to Brooke's in the main house. And Brooke and Ridge are having breakfast in the living room. And Brooke is working on planning Hope's wedding. And Brooke is just explaining that Liam being a vegetarian is a problem. And Ridge tells her, just order roast beef. Everyone likes that. And tell Liam it's soybean roast. And Brooke says, ha ha, ha ha, real funny. Someday you'll have to plan a wedding. And then you'll see. And Ridge gets this look on his face. And he's obviously still concerned about Steffi. And Brooke understands. She tells him that Steffi gave her blessing. And Ridge says that he knows. Steffi is an independent, strong woman. But that he's worried. Independent is another word for lonely. And then Brooke works her magic on him like only she can. And she says, look, I love you. But you're going to have to coexist with this wedding. Because it's happening here. You can put your fingers in your ears and ignore what's going on around you. I will even show you the wedding gift. I got Hope, so you can pretend that you helped pick it out. And then Ridge looks sad and he says, wow, I didn't help, did I? Am I a horrible person? Then Brooke assures him that he is not. He's just disappointed for his daughter. And this seems to cheer him up some. And he says, honestly, the best thing I ever did in my life was fall in love with you, Brooke. And I didn't even do that on purpose. And then they kiss. I really like these two together. I really do. Now we are still at Brooke's, but we are going to head out back to the cabin where Liam is staying. And Liam has asked Wyatt to come over for breakfast so that he can ask him if he will be his best man. Wyatt is surprised. He says, seriously, Liam? If Hope sees me at the altar, she will run. Or even worse, she will sick Brooke on me. Wait, was I lured here on false pretenses? You said breakfast was involved. And then Liam rolls his eyes and says, I did make breakfast. It's on the stove. Vegetable hash. Wyatt totally turns his nose up at that breakfast. But Liam just ignores him. And he continues, look, Hope has never said a word against you. And if you don't agree, I will have to ask Dad. This Wyatt is in total disbelief. This just totally shocked him. And he says, are you insane? What, was Satan booked? Liam shrugs and says, well, he said he was sorry. Wyatt is floored. Oh, an apology from Dad. You better get that in writing. Then Liam laughs and says, oh, come on. I would never really ask Dad. But if you don't agree, I will have to ask, I don't know, Hope's brother or Thorn. Now, you know Liam said it like that because you know Wyatt is not a Thorn fan. So, Wyatt does not like either option. And he says, well, first of all, Rick and Maya are in Europe. And Thorn, ew, no. He is a vulture. You don't want him hovering around the whole day. Fine, I will be your best man. You need someone to protect you. And this just totally, this, you know, makes Liam so happy. And he's, you know, thank you. And he hugs him and he's ecstatic. So then Liam goes to the kitchen to check on the breakfast. And Wyatt sneaks out of the cabin, goes to the main house, sneaks into Brooke's kitchen and steals her bacon. And then he sneaks back to the cabin. Which is totally hysterical to me. He should be lucky that he didn't get caught by Ridge. So Liam comes out of the kitchen and he says, oh my God, did you just steal Brooke's bacon? And Wyatt looks guilty and says, yes, but I don't think she would mind. Can you just make it for me? And then Liam admits that he has no idea how to cook bacon. And it was a really funny exchange. And Wyatt rolls his eyes and he's like, oh my gosh, you need a microwave cookbook. Then Wyatt becomes serious. And he says, look, I want to be a good best man, so I have to ask them, are you wholeheartedly about this wedding? And of course, Liam says yes. And Wyatt continues, because it seems like you're leaving half your heart with Steffi. So just for fun, if you could have a life with both, would you? You know, a week here with Hope, a week there with Steffi. Now Liam looks frustrated. Okay, look. What people don't understand is that it's not just about who I want to be with. It's also about who I want to be. So basically, Liam's saying that he is a different person with each woman. Makes sense to me. I agree. So Wyatt says, okay, I agree. You are different with each woman. Steffi is bossy and decisive. And Hope is more like, yes, sweetheart, whatever you want. Now Liam's getting aggravated and he scoffs. You make it sound like Hope defers to me. She doesn't. She just likes to know what I'm thinking, which requires me to know what I'm thinking, and most of the time I don't. Do you? And then Wyatt says, no, but you're the man, so you have to fake it. And Liam says, oh my God, you sound just like Dad. You are a lot like him in some ways. And now Wyatt gets really offended and mad about that. And he says, no, I'm not. How? And Liam says, well, do you consider yourself a thoughtful person? And Wyatt just looks at him kind of surprised. I think he didn't expect that question. And he answers defensively, yes, I am full of thought. I am full of original, profound thought. I just don't have as much quiet time as you do while you're changing your tofu water. And then Liam says, how come whenever someone insults me, it always involves tofu? Wyatt says, oh, because it's fun. And here's one of my profound thoughts. Steffi doesn't boss you around, but she decided that you should marry Hope, not you. And then the microwave beeps, and Wyatt says, my bacon's done. And Liam just rolls his eyes at Wyatt, and he's like, ugh, he's getting on my nerves. Then Wyatt comes back from the kitchen, and Liam says, I admire and respect Steffi's decision. She is doing what's best for herself and Kelly. And Wyatt looks like he's deep in thought, and he finally says, I just can't help thinking that if it wasn't for Dad, none of this would even be happening. Hope wouldn't be pregnant, and you would still be with Steffi. I have to stop right here because I disagree. I'm sorry, I have to disagree with Wyatt. Liam and Steffi were having problems, and Liam was staying at a motel before Hope even came back to town. When Hope came to town, Liam was at the motel. They were already having issues, okay? So I have to disagree with that statement. Okay, so Wyatt just said, you would still be with Steffi. I'm sorry, I know this is not a good best man pep talk. I'm just trying to be real with you. And Liam says, I'm not denying that this is all super complicated, but I really do want to marry Hope. And then Wyatt assures Liam that he's not trying to change his mind. He just thinks it's crazy how Bill changed everyone's lives, especially Steffi and Kelly. Meanwhile, at the main house at Brooke's, Hope has just arrived home, and Brooke is asking her wedding planning questions. She assures Hope that she has everything taken care of, she doesn't have to worry about anything. And then Hope says, Mom, you're not gonna like this, but I want to add two names to the guest list, Steffi and her mom, Taylor. Brooke is literally stunned. She's speechless. For the first time, she has no words. After a couple of seconds, she says, excuse me? You can't be serious, Hope. Honey, this is your special day, and you shouldn't take any chances. And then Hope assures her that Steffi won't cause any trouble. And Brooke just shakes her head and says, no, Hope, no. Steffi might not cause trouble, but I can guarantee you her mother will. She is a loose cannon. I will not have them here ruining your special day. We can call and explain that you changed your mind because it will be too hard, or that we don't have enough space, or we don't have enough food. It's a horrible idea, Hope. You know what? I actually agree with Brooke. I think this is a horrible idea. I think it's too painful. For one, I don't think Steffi has any business being anywhere near this wedding. Now we head back to Steffi's house. And Taylor has stopped by to visit because she's in town. And Steffi says that she has a favor to ask. And she explains that Hope has invited her to the wedding. And that she really wants her mother to go with her. And I'm sorry. My daughter would never have to ask or beg for my support. That is for sure. Come on, Taylor. So Taylor says, like hell you are. You're not going to that wedding. Hope has a lot of nerve. First she steals your ring. And then your husband. And now she wants you to sit there and smile while she marries Liam? Like a prop? Steffi is really concerned. Mom, stop. Hope did nothing wrong. This was my decision. Look, Mom, I had your back when you needed me. Now I expect you to have mine. I expect you to have mine. I really want you there with me, Mom. But only if you promise not to cause any trouble at the wedding. And that's how Thursday ends, cliffhanger style. Because I have no idea. At this point in the week, I had no idea what she was going to say. I mean, I kind of guessed that she wasn't going to be happy, but I still didn't know exactly what she was going to say. All right, guys, and that brings us into Friday, August the 17th. The show opens at Brooke's house in the living room, and we're picking up right where we left off yesterday. Brooke is trying to get Hope to realize that inviting Steffi and Taylor is a huge mistake, a disaster waiting to happen. And Brooke, she tells Hope that she totally gets the sentiment, but Steffi and Taylor are not invited. And then Hope says, Mom, I'm not telling Steffi that I changed my mind. I expect you to help me make her and her mother feel welcome. Brooke does not like this idea one bit. Now we head to Steffi's house, and she's still trying desperately to get Taylor to go to the wedding with her. And you all know how I feel, okay? I think Taylor is being ridiculous. If my daughter ever, I don't have any children yet, but if my daughter ever asked for my support, she has it. She never even has to ask, really. She has it. So poor Steffi says, Mom, I just need you to be my rock. That's all I need. But Taylor's totally not hearing her. She's not listening to her at all. And she tells Steffi, this is mental abuse. She expects you to sit there and smile while she steals your husband and they exchange vows? Now Steffi's getting frustrated. Mom, he is not my husband and he is not mine anymore. I don't ask you for much, but sometimes a girl just needs her mom. Come on, can you support me without causing a scene? And then Taylor actually says, on this issue, I'm not sure I can. What? What? What do you mean? Of course you can support your daughter. What is happening? So I feel really bad for Steffi, and she looks really sad. And she says, I know you want to defend me, but I don't need a defender. I need a mother. And what surprised me is that Taylor had the nerve to say to her, you're a mother, and you need to fight for your daughter. You need to fight to have both parents in the home together. Stop. I hate it. If you've listened to other episodes, you know this. But I absolutely hate it when they say this. It's one of my pet peeves. Oh my God. It is 2018. Kelly will be fine. Many people grow up in houses with one parent or with step parents. My brother has stepchildren that he loves just the same as his own child. So stop, okay? Because this annoys the hell out of him. So after she says this about you should fight and you need both parents in the home, Steffi doesn't say anything. And Taylor's phone starts ringing and it's Brooke. So Taylor answers and Brooke explains that she really wants to talk to her and can she stop by her house? And Taylor says, sure, no problem. It was civil. And so you're like, okay, this is good. So Taylor tells Steffi and Steffi gets really nervous. And she says, you don't have to go. And Taylor says, oh, yes, I do. This convo is years in the making. Uh-oh. That sounded ominous, too. Now we're going to head over to the cabin where Liam is staying. And he is cleaning up the breakfast table and Hope comes in. And Hope explains that she got his messages and she wants to know the big news. So Liam tells her that Wyatt agreed to be his best man and Hope's really happy for him. And then she tells Liam that she also has something that she wants to talk to him about. And she says, I added two more people to our guest list, Steffi and her mom Taylor. Liam does not look too happy about this news, and I need to just stop right there. I think Hope should have asked Liam first. If I was going to invite someone to my wedding, I would definitely ask my husband first. Especially if I felt like it's a possibility that he would be uncomfortable, I would definitely ask him first. I feel like she should have went to Liam first, because what if he is totally against this? And now it's too late because she's already done it. So Hope notices that he doesn't look that happy and she gets a little worried and she asks him if he thinks it was a bad idea to invite her. And then Liam says, not necessarily, but I can only imagine how hard that will be for her to sit there and watch us exchange vows. Like, I can't believe she would actually want to do that. And Hope says, well, I know it will be hard, but maybe it will also be a step in moving forward. It's a chance to show everyone that we can put our hurt feelings aside and leave the past behind and rise above. And Liam is very unsure about this decision. And he says, God, Hope, I really hope you're right. And then he grabs her and hugs her. So he is very unsure if this is a good idea or not. Then Liam smiles and he kind of chuckles and he says, even Nostradamus couldn't predict Steffi would want to come to our wedding. And you're sure this is what Steffi wants? And Hope answers, that's what she said. I wouldn't want her to be there if she was uncomfortable. And this wedding is our last wedding. It needs to be drama-free. A celebration for our families and our friends. And Steffi is both. Steffi has always been in my life, and there is no reason to be at odds with her anymore. Now we head back over to Steffi's house. And Taylor is gone, but Ridge has stopped by to see Kelly and to check on Steffi. And Steffi tells Ridge that she has a lot on her mind, but that she's worried about her mom. And Ridge says, but why are you worried about her? What's going on? And Steffi answers, because, Dad, she could be walking into a disaster. And then Steffi explains everything that's happened. And Ridge says, wait, what? Hope invited you and you said yes? And Steffi shrugs and says, yes. And I asked if I could bring Mom, but she was not thrilled about it. Look, Dad, this is Hope's wedding and she wants me there. And Ridge is really caught off guard and he says, this is a bad idea. More importantly, what do you want? And Steffi tells him that she wants her mom included and she wants her there with her. Ridge just shakes his head and says, you think it's wise? Your mother doesn't want to watch another Logan get her happy ending. And then Steffi says, Dad, I want Brooke and Mom to see that Hope and I are putting our children first. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to say this. Why can't at least one damn parent support her? Like, I feel so bad for her. And she did used to have a sister, a twin sister, but she died in a car wreck. So she really doesn't have anyone because Thomas is also gone. So I'm like, really? Can one person support her, please? So Ridge says, you know what, that sounds sweet, but it's at your expense, and I won't allow that. And then Steffi rolls her eyes and says, really? That's the same thing Mom said. But Mom is almost too overprotective. I don't even want to think about what Mom is saying to Brooke right now. You think she's overprotective? That's the understatement of the year. She literally shot someone for you. So then Ridge asks, Steffi, are you okay? And Steffi just looks so sad and she looks at him and says, no, of course not. But there are consequences to our actions. And mine is that I lost Liam. But I won't feel sorry for myself. No more begging for Liam. No more wondering if I'm the woman for him. He is where he needs to be. So Ridge asked her one more time, so you're really doing this? You're really going to the wedding? And then she answers, yes. For Kelly, I can do anything. Okay, now I've saved the best for last. This is an iconic moment. Taylor and Brooke confrontation. If you are newer to the show, you should really go back and look up some Taylor and Brooke confrontations. Because they've had a lot and they've been good. The last one that I can remember just offhand is they were outside and they were in an argument. And they ended up pushing and shoving, and then Taylor ended up in the fountain, soaking wet, and it was hysterically funny. They might not have been at the office. They might have been at Eric's house. I don't remember exactly the location, but it was hysterically funny. So, it's been a really long time since we've had a Brooke and Taylor confrontation. So, back at Brooke's house, Taylor has just arrived, and she explains that she is glad they're meeting at Brooke's. That way they don't disturb Kelly. And then Brooke asks, why would you say that? And Taylor just rolls her eyes. She's being very rude, by the way. She rolls her eyes and says, we both know where this is headed. Come on, Brooke. Even babies pick up on toxic energy. And Brooke looks truly taken aback at how rude Taylor is being. Wait a minute. There's nothing toxic about this. I just want to talk to you. And Taylor says, no, you want to argue because we don't agree on anything, especially this adulterous wedding. Rude. Brooke says, more to herself, I think, than even to Taylor. Maybe this was a mistake. If you can't even have a civil conversation for once, and then Taylor cuts her off and says, encouraging your daughter to go after a married man is a disgusting mistake. But I'm not surprised. She is Deacon Sharp's daughter, after all. The man you cheated with after you stole my husband. Now Brooke is getting mad, and she says, how dare you? And Taylor looks surprised and says, no, how dare Hope? She is just like you. And if you think I will take any more of your abuse, you have another thing coming. Brooke sighs a really deep, heavy sigh, and she says, look, let's start over. And Taylor agrees, or so I thought she agrees at first. She says, okay, sure. Let's go all the way back to when my kids were little and you kept throwing yourself at Ridge. Now Brooke looks like she is ready to pull her hair out. Oh my God, this is not productive. You are so stuck in the past. Jeez. Look, Taylor, Liam chose to make a family with Hope. And given what we've both been through over the years with Ridge, I would think we should understand and support Liam's choice. And then Taylor laughs, and tells Brooke, the only reason Liam picked Hope is because Steffi took herself out of the equation. This is not you being supportive. This is you power tripping and micromanaging the wedding. They were already married, and it didn't work. So now you want to show your support by planning a repeat disaster? That doesn't make sense. Wow, so rude. At least encourage them to go to counseling or something. And now Brooke is having a really hard time holding her temper in check. They don't need counseling. They need their life back that Steffi stole from them. Side note, Taylor should get her facts straight. Because the reason that Hope and Liam didn't work is because Steffi and Bill came up with this crazy scheme to break them up and ruin their marriage. So get your facts straight, Taylor. So, Brooke says they don't need counseling. They need their life back that Steffi stole from. I don't expect you to understand, but Steffi does. And my very sweet daughter wants Steffi there because she thinks it will bring peace to everyone. And Taylor just shakes her head and says, and for the life of me, I don't know why, but Steffi thinks the same thing. And she has agreed to come, so. And then Brooke says, in all honesty, it would be better if you both stayed away. Hope is wrong. It won't bring peace. It will bring anxiety. And it's going to be too heartbreaking for Steffi. And also you, Taylor. You can't even control yourself. And then Taylor looks at her and is like, what? And she says, well, that's just rude. And Brooke says, it might be rude, but it's true. You will cause a scene, and I'm not having that. You're not ruining their day. So Taylor says, well, I don't know what's more appalling. The fact that Hope wants Steffi there, or the fact that you're trying to uninvite her now. All of this is just crazy. This wedding wouldn't even be happening if it wasn't for Bill and his life. And Brooke says, if Steffi wants to come, fine. But why would she? It's going to be so painful for her. Do the right thing, Taylor. Your attitude is why you and Steffi cannot be at the wedding. Oh, she said the wrong thing, right? Brooke does not want them at the wedding, so now, of course, Taylor's going to be at the wedding. So then, Taylor walks over to Brooke, and she gets in her face, and she says, two, put us down for two. Your daughter invited us, and we will be here. Brooke is so mad now. Why would you want to subject Steffi to this? Wait a minute. I know what you're doing. You think if Liam sees Steffi so upset, he will feel bad for her and stop the wedding. Oh my God, I see. That's your plan, isn't it? You better not even think of doing anything to disrupt this wedding. And Taylor says, oh, I won't have to. Liam's conscience will. Let's just see if he gets through the I do. That's it. Brooke has lost her temper, and that's it. She snapped. Now she gets in Taylor's face. Liam picked my daughter, not yours. So deal with it. And don't you dare do anything to interfere with their special day. You hear me? And that's how Friday ends. This week was good. I love seeing Brooke and Taylor together again. I wonder what you guys think. I would love to know what you guys think of Hope and Liam's wedding. Of everything, really. And is anyone else out there want Carter and Steffi together? Because I do. And I'm curious of what everyone thinks of Taylor. Because, to be honest, if you're new to the show, I could see that you would think, whoa, this lady has got something wrong with her. But it's weird because it's kind of out of character a little bit. Like, she's had issues in the past here and there. She was an alcoholic and stuff. But she was always very level-headed and very down-to-earth and realistic. So this is shocking and a little surprising and out of character. So this week was really good, and I really want to hear from you guys. Any comments that you have, any feedback, any news that I missed, any predictions, I want to hear all of it. So make sure you get in touch with me at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. And don't forget that the first person who gets in touch with me gets a special gift. If you enjoy the podcast, please go on iTunes and give me a 5-star rating. It helps the podcast out a lot. I hope you guys have a great week. I will definitely be back next week. Bye, guys.